on the phone this time with Coach Tim Smith of the Sweet Springs Greyhounds, and he is ready to select the two players he believes are deserving of a spot on the KMZU Basketball Dream Team roster. Coach Smith, thank you for your time. A great season you had. Set some records, if I'm not mistaken, you said just a little bit ago. So you've got a couple of players here that have really contributed well to your squad. They've been leaders. They're seniors, both of them, so unfortunately I have to say goodbye. But let's start off with your first player, a point guard. 6 foot 3 inch tall point guard at that, but talk about Jacob Schoengert.
Jacob's basically been the backbone of our program the last 3 years or so. He hit almost 1,800 points for a career, had over 700 this year. He helped lead us to a school tied for a school record wins. We went 21-7 this year. We lost to Sacred Heart in the district championship game. Played in our conference tournament championship game, won the Leighton tournament. We had an exceptional year, and it all started because of him. And he averaged 25.5 points a game, and was an exceptional player on the court. A lot of fun to watch, and he's ended up being all conference, all district, and all state. And he's going to go on and play at the next level next year somewhere.
My goodness, 25 points a game average. So, do you remember what his highest scoring game was this season?
Yeah, he did have 44 against Concordia, and then he's had several games in the 30s as well. So, but you know, the other thing is, on top of that, he did lead our team in assists at almost 4 a game. So that shows you that he was pretty unselfish with the ball as well.
Absolutely. How was his rebounding again?
He was our leading rebounder at seven rebounds a game. And like I said, there wasn't much that he couldn't do on the floor, and he pretty much, when the ball in his hands, there's a lot of good things that happened.
Yeah, absolutely. He followed through, most definitely. Tell us about Jacob as a student.
Great student, honor student, and he's already, not only just with the athletic scholarships, will be getting some academic scholarships also. So he does it all, and then plays baseball as well, and he's about as good a kid as you can find. So really turned it around the last few years here in high school, and really made us a pretty competitive basketball team, and somebody that, you know, people can enjoy watching on the court, but also, you know, he represents himself off the court very well as well.
Well, with stats like that, he definitely got some looks, I'm sure. Do you know of any plans he may have for secondary, you know, for higher education and possibly college athletics?
Yeah, he's looking at, there's several NAIA schools interested, and also a couple Division II schools have shown some interest. So he just wants to play. He don't care what level. He just wants to play. He enjoys playing the game and loves the game and is a hard worker. So it's pretty exciting for him. He's taken some visits here lately. So I think he'll try to narrow that down sometime in April.
Well, congratulations to Jacob Schoengert there on his selection for the Dream Team. Now, we got another senior we got to talk about, Coach, and another 6 foot 3 inch tall player, but this time he's down at the post. Tell us about the impact made by Jeffrey Hall.
Jeffrey Hall was, and the reason why Jacob get a lot of his stats is because teams can't just double and triple team Jacob, because they know Jeffrey Hall's out there as well. He's 6'3", post player, but he also can step outside and very good shooter from the perimeter, and really a floor leader, very smart, one of our smartest kids that we got as far as like basketball wise on the court. And he scored almost 900 points in his career, and really came on, like I said, a lot of part of our success, not just because of Jacob, but because Jeffrey was there too. He was our second leading scorer, averaging 13 points a game, and our second leading rebounder at just about 6 a game. So he did a heck of a job for us the last few years also, and he was all conference and all district for us as well.
How's his studies?
Does a nice job in the classroom. He's also plays football for us, and he does a good job keeping the grades maintained, wants to play at the college level, does a nice job in the classroom. Don't have to worry about him as well. Basically him and Jacob in the same mold athletically, and they get the job done in the classroom as well. And hopefully, you know, next year he can play something, whether it's football or baseball or something, and in college as well.
Well, we wish him the best of luck on that. Can you think of a play maybe that just sets Jeffrey apart from the rest of the team?
Yeah, Jeffrey, he wasn't necessarily a play, but he, during the first part of the year before Christmas break, he had a severely strained hamstring from football season, and we've kind of struggled a little bit. You know, we lost a game or two, maybe we shouldn't have had, and he was really hurting, but he really worked at it and gotten some physical therapy. And then once he turned it on, about the time conference season came around, he really cranked it up and got it going. There was a time in the Elite and tournament where he was 8 for 10 from the 3-point line in one of the games. So that's when I knew he was back and shooting the ball really well. And we had our old player back that was going to help us win some games.
We'll congratulate, of course, Jeffrey Hall for his addition to the GM team. Coach, both these guys seniors. What words of wisdom do you have to impart on these young men? And also, what would you say to the underclassmen that have to take their spots as leaders next season?
Well, these kids, you know, they've worked hard, and that's the big thing I'll tell these younger kids, that, you know, it just doesn't come easy, and it's just not picking up a ball come November and putting it down in February or March and then expecting to be even better the next year. You got to work at it, and those kids worked at it and gave complete effort, and they were dedicated to basketball. They loved the basketball. They played each game like it was their last, and that's the biggest thing that I'll take away from it as a coach, and that, you know, the ones coming back will have to take away as well. But, you know, and Jeffrey and Jacob, you know, they're part of history here at Sweet Springs, and, you know, given the 21-win season, that they just did an excellent job, and they'll always be a part of that. And, you know, when they come back and watch games next year in the future, there's something they can hold their heads up pretty high about.
Well, Coach Smith, we appreciate your time, and again, congratulations on a great season, and we hope to hear great things out of the Greyhounds next as well.
All right, thank you, Mr. Stone, for your time. Appreciate all you guys do at KMZU.
Our pleasure. Coach Tim Smith of the Sweet Springs Greyhounds making his contributions to the KMZU basketball dream team.